Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. I know it's been some time since I've published anything, but there's been so much going on. I relocated, hosting events, helping friends with their businesses, and you know, just doing a lot in life. But I'm here, and this has been a very transitional period in my life where I've been doing a lot of self-reflection and you know, just looking back on relationships that I've had. And, you know, we're moving into the last quarter. Well, we're actually in the last quarter of 2019. And something I've reflected is that, you know, we've had a whirlwind of a year. At least I did. It was filled with a little bit of chaos, lots of ups and downs, lots of turns and curves. And here I am. I'm still with the person I entered the year with. I've got a lot of losses, got a lot of wins, but I'm still here with myself. Can't run away from myself. And, you know, as I'm doing a lot of self-reflection, I realized that I've gotten out of some old toxic relationships that were really past due. And I've even worked on repairing some old relationships. And it brings me back to a time when I had a multitude of friendships. I always had someone to call. I always had someone to text. If I wanted to go out to the club, I had somebody to call. If I wanted to go to church, I had somebody to text. If, you know, I just wanted to chill in the living room, watch some Netflix and chill, I had a friend. And I had a contact for so many different activities. But, you know, here I am now in my 30s. I've got 3 kids and, you know, they're growing and they're learning how to socialize and just be part of society. And, you know, it makes me continue to reflect on my previous relationships. There's a lot that in my 30s, I'm still learning how to maneuver. And I think especially as a parent, it's important to teach our kids how to function in relationships, how they could identify certain behaviors, healthy behaviors and unhealthy behaviors, because it took me a long time and I am still learning about what are healthy behaviors in a relationship and how I react and act and how I allow others to treat me and what I allow to be in my relationship, whether it be platonic friendships, long-time friendships, family relationships, intimate relationships. You know, there are just certain behaviors that, you know, are toxic and others that are healthy. Sometimes we have toxic people in our lives and other times we are the toxic person. And this podcast episode was inspired by a recent conversation I had with someone, and it helped me reflect on the type of person I was years ago versus who I am now. You know, I never thought I was ever a toxic person. You know, as far as I know, I was always loving on everybody and trying to be, you know, at peace with everyone. But sometimes we don't know how others see us because we're not looking from the outside eyes, you know. And I had someone who I always pretty much respected, that I always thought that I treated with a certain amount of respect, but that's not the way it was reflected. So that had me really thinking on, wow, if this person that I thought I was treating with respect and this person that I thought that I tried to show love to didn't feel that way, like how were my other relationships? What kind of damage did I do to others? You know, I felt damaged from a lot of relationships and, you know, even unconsciously, I in turn was toxic to others and I didn't know. I was completely unaware, and it's like, you know, if I was unaware and I never thought to repair those relationships, how could they ever be fixed? So then here we are years later and becoming aware, and then it's like, oh crap, how do I repair this something that I never was aware of? You know, it just reminded me of that famous quote that says, tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are. You know, I never thought I was easily influenced by other people, more in like opinions and views and, you know, stances and things like that. I didn't think that I was easily swayed, but apparently that's what it looked like. You know, sometimes I surrounded myself with a lot of negative, toxic people and I thought I had the upper hand or the better influence, but They were the ones, you know, affecting me negatively, and I didn't know. I was projecting that on others. There was to a point where sometimes I'd hang out with a certain group of people or a person, and other people would know you were hanging out with such and such because, like, their behaviors and their attitudes rubbed off on me, and that's who I came back like. And I'm like, nah, I'm not easily influenced by that person. I'm a strong Black queen. I'm a strong Latina. I'm all of this, but I was actually being influenced by them. And in turn, I was treating people the way that they were treating people. And that wasn't really a reflection of who I was. So that made me think. I had a lot of friendships that I was really loyal to. A lot of relationships I was really loyal to. And they were the wrong relationships to be loyal to. They were relationships that should have been cut off long time ago. And then there were other relationships that I didn't have for a long time, and I knew that they were toxic, so I cut them off immediately. But sometimes, you know, we get used to the person, or we get used to just things being a certain way, and we just get comfortable. Like, oh, this person's like this, but you know, it's been years, so that's just the way they are, making excuses and allowing this person to continuously just infect your life. And at one point, it's normal. It's all this bad attitude. It's normal. You're just used to it. And then when other people see it, it's like, what are you doing? Like, why are you around this? And it's like, no, it's completely normal. It's almost like when you're in an abusive relationship and everybody, like, you know, you need to get out of it, but you kind of don't know how. And I was loyal to certain people or certain situations, certain jobs, certain organizations, certain groups that I shouldn't have been loyal to. Loyalty is an admirable trait. It's a trait that we look in a lot of people. When you're an employer, you want to hire loyal employees. When you have friends, you want loyal friends. When in a family, like, loyalty is everything. Even in the streets, when you're in a gang, like, loyalty is what it is. Like, you ain't loyal, like, you're gonna get shot. So, but at the same time, when loyalty is misplaced, that's a whole nother, like, demon, because sometimes we attach ourselves to the wrong people. And when we allow misplaced loyalty to come into our lives, it puts our self-respect, our integrity, and sometimes our sanity at risk. And what's worse is that when it's left unchecked, it can lead to some serious, like, complications in your life. Like, we think loyalty is a certain thing, but it's really not. And something that I've learned and I've been reflecting on is, you know, let's say I would be loyal to a certain person or group or organization, as I said before, and I ended up feeling like I was damaged or I lost trust in these people, places, or things. I would project that on the people or the groups that I should have been loyal to, because I feel like, oh, well, I was loyal to such and such, and look how this came out. So then I'm feeling hurt, or I'm feeling damaged, or I'm feeling upset. So then the ones that I should have had my loyalty to, I treated them like complete and total shit without even knowing it. Just, it was just a reaction, you know? And looking back at it, I was like, wait, oh, you know, it's never an excuse to say I was treated this way, so I'm gonna treat others this way. But sometimes it's just, you know, sometimes you're just a product of your environment. I think that sometimes we have to see, where are we placing our loyalty? Because we're never aware. And it sucks, because then we end up having to say sorry later sometimes, you know. I always thought I was a person that if I was wrong, I wouldn't have a problem with saying I'm sorry. But sometimes it's like, when so much time has passed, like, do I really want to apologize for something that I did 10 years ago? Or I don't even remember, you know? And it just sucks, because I don't like to feel like I ever damaged anybody or any situation. It's pretty terrible. Like, who really wants to do that? And sometimes, you know, people, we place our loyalty in our family sometimes. And I know a lot of us, or many of us, have had a lot of damage from our families. You know, sometimes it's just be loyal to your parents because that's what the Bible says, or that's your family. Like, you have to be loyal because that's what it is. But sometimes they're the ones that cause the most damage to us. So I think that a lot of times when we get like psychologically messed up because we feel like I was loyal to the people that are my blood and I was hurt. So then we don't feel like we could be loyal to anybody else. Like, we lose trust in people, but then we have really, really good people who have our best interest in mind, and we just treat them like the people that hurt us, even if it's subconsciously. So I feel like that's something that I've been reflecting on. That's something that's been on my heart heavy, because I'm like, you know what? I always thought that I was just being real with people, and I was treating people the way I was treated, or, you know, feeling like I'm not going to trust these people because they hurt me a little bit. And if they're going to hurt me a little more, I don't want to feel like that the way I did before. And I'm learning that that's not okay. But I'm also learning that it's okay to come to that realization and truly try to change from that, you know, because, you know, we're not our circumstance. We're not in those situations anymore. Sometimes it does take a little bit of life experience. Sometimes it takes trauma. Sometimes it takes a conversation. Sometimes it takes just somebody talking to you. And sometimes it just takes the opportunity to have that conversation with certain people. Because a lot of times we never know how to say, you know, I was wrong. But I feel like at the same time, when we see that, you know, we did misplace our loyalty in the wrong things and we want to fix it with other people, I feel like sometimes we just have to be ready to just face those ugly truths. Like, it's like, yo, like, you might get your feelings hurt. And I feel like that's something that I'm working on. Like, you know, there's a lot of relationships, or not a lot, but there are some relationships that I want to repair. But it's kind of like, dang, am I going to get my feelings hurt? But then I think, and I'm like, you know what? If I get my feelings hurt, I know that I'm not the same person from when we used to have a relationship. And I think that's okay, because, I mean, who hasn't grown in the last 5, 10 years, even in the last year, you know? So it's important for us to be able, like, when we're trusting people and we're putting our loyalty in people, I think it's just so important to have that love, you know? And that's something that I'm working on myself. I really don't know the answer in identifying who to be loyal to. That's really something I'm working on. Y'all know I do this podcast and I don't have the answers. I just like to go on and talking and hear your opinions and see, like, if y'all feel the same way I feel. And you know, that's something I'm working on closing out the year. I'd like to fix some relationships, and I know there's things that I'm working on in myself. There's inner workings that are going on in my life, and I'm like, how am I going to go into this new decade? Like, it's about to be 2020. My birthday is in just a few weeks, and I'm tired of being mad for no reason. Like, there's some relationships that I was like, I thought I was this loyal person, and actually wasn't. I was a toxic person, and I didn't even know. And I'm like, I'm not carrying that into the new year. Like, there's just, you know, there's some people you'll see and you just be like, I don't even like that girl. And you don't even remember why, or like what happened. Like, what was the situation that made that relationship break? And then you confronted and it was really yourself. That really sucks. But, you know, I encourage y'all to just reflect on the relationships you've had in the last year, 2 years, 5 years, the last decade, the relationship you've had all your life. You know, some of us are so damaged from relationships we had from our family, but it's so important for us to assess those relationships and look at yourself first. Not blame yourself for anything, but just see, like, what place were you at mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally? Did you take out anything? Is there any fingers that you need to point back at yourself and say, you know what, I take responsibility for that? And you know what? Be prepared to apologize. I think that's very important. But don't apologize just to bullshit. Like, apologize really because you mean it, because those relationships are never going to be healed. Misplaced loyalty causes so much damage. It causes so much damage to yourself or to the other party. You know, so that's my current status, y'all. Reflect on who you've giving your loyalty that didn't deserve it, or didn't earn it, or didn't need it, or took advantage of it, because that's abuse. And when some people know that you're, sometimes people are loyal to a fault. loyal to a fault, and then the result of those relationships cause us to be so damaged in life that that's how we carry, and that's how we carry the rest of our relationships. So, just think about that, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This is a short podcast, but I know some people don't like to listen to us mumble jumble and keep talking. But stay tuned for my next episode. Give me some feedback. I appreciate you guys. Y'all, I got 900 listeners, and I just want to say thank you so much for supporting me. I really, really appreciate it. If you have any other topics that you'd like for me to talk about, if you want to be a guest, I would love to have you on. If you got something insightful to say, hit me up, send me a DM, text me, call me, whatever. Y'all know how to reach me. And hope y'all have a great rest of October. Happy healing. Love yourself and love others. Bye, y'all.